Welcome back. Welcome back. Draymond, don't feel bad, boy. You got your feelings on air. That's kind of bad. Championship Ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody. Listen, shout out to by Sean Love. Shout out. Hard working man, Blizzy Blaze. Y'all better start liking these videos, bro. Motherfucker working harder than my dropping these clips on YouTube and shit. Alongside
King, what Draymond in the feelings about?
Oh, happy basketball, everybody. Happy basketball. King said, let's get straight to the topics. So we'll get straight to Draymond and his feelings, dog. And this kind of two topics wrapped in one, you hear me? Draymond is feelings because LeBron and JJ got a little podcast coming out, right? Or it came out, actually. And Draymond was like, I mean, he happy for LeBron, but he is kind of salty that he started a podcast and he didn't even jump on his shit yet, you hear me? So see, he felt a little played. He said, but it's his own shit, so he ain't too hurt, but he felt a little played.
So he mad because his partner ain't fuck with his podcast.
Pretty much. You know what that says to me?
Welcome to our fucking world. I got partners who sit there and listen to podcasts and won't give my shit 5 minutes. And then motherfucker be like, say, bro, they'll post on Facebook and be like, give me some good podcast recommendations. Man, listen to my shit, motherfucker.
Championship Ringside.
Yeah.
Hey, it's there. If y'all want good content, good listeners, there. We don't need LeBron James. This why we not in our feelings. LeBron ain't come on our podcast, but guess what? Keem didn't invite him.
Well, he wasn't Nike, so fuck him.
Damn. See, LeBron, my name. See, Draymond, this is why we're not tripping. You need to chill out. We know. I get it. The podcast fell off. I get it. I mean, besides, I'm not sure. Damn, when the last time I listened to this podcast? I don't know. It's been a minute. I don't know if it fell off for real, but I can see why he would want LeBron on it, because I swear I ain't nobody talk about this podcast lately. Like, he ain't been saying
something. I don't think Draymond got one of the best podcasts out here.
He don't. Not in my book. Like, maybe because he's still playing. I think everybody podcast who I listen to don't play no more.
Like, I take...
Oh, never mind. Paul George. I listen to his shit.
I take Paul George podcast over here.
Oh, yeah. Paul George, Jeff Teague.
Yeah, definitely Teague. All the Smoke.
All the Smoke.
JJ.
Who?
JJ Redick.
JJ and KG now.
Championship Ringside.
That was I thought that was first. My bad.
Man.
You know. But speaking of podcasts, Draymond, go wipe your tears away, man. Get out your feelings. Like,
close your mouth.
Hey, you want somebody to get on your podcast, turn the shit up, call Blizzard Blaze and Keem. Watch that shit get lit. They might stop listening to you until you get us back on that motherfucker. Well, yeah. I know.
Stop listening to him.
Cause I'm like, yeah, Draymond, what are other dudes at, man?
Like John Poole.
Huh?
I said, I'm coming in there and I'm punching him in the face.
Oh, like that?
Like that, like, this for Jordan, bitch.
I'm going to leak the video and then act like, who? Ain't nobody else is in the room but us three. Somebody leaked it.
I couldn't believe Keem would do something so treacherous. Oh, my.
Let's move forward. You listen to the podcast?
No.
You but just found out about it?
I saw people joking that Draymond was in his feelings, and I'm like, that can't be a thing. And then I'm listening to that 2-9, I'm like, that's really a thing. Like, I ain't think he would be in his feelings.
It's a thing.
I mean, Draymond, you still got that picture of you and LeBron dancing together. JJ ain't got that.
Look. I'm over the Draymond shit. I like that was stupid. The podcast though, It's LeBron and JJ, and they say it's for like the basketball minds, like high IQ basketball minds. Where you standing on that?
I mean, what are they talking about?
I'm trying to figure out why the fuck would people listen if y'all trying to seclude it. That sound like white people pie.
Like, I get it. LeBron, you probably one of the greatest point guards to ever play. Like, what are you going to be talking about that people, like, going to be like, wow? Like, that's going to blow their fucking mind that they haven't heard about basketball already.
Like, you trying to make a podcast for future coaches or some shit like that?
Like, you going to be like, if you got somebody open in the corner and you throw it to them so they can take an open shot. What? I never would have thought of that. Like, shit dumb, man. They're just trying to get people to come listen to it just to be like, wait, what they talking about?
Bro, I'm a watch clips. I'm going to see what clips they got that made me feel like, oh, okay, maybe I should check it out. But right now, nah, I'm curious. I'm curious. I ain't going to say I'm over. I'm curious, but I don't know, man. I question? The chemistry.
Exactly.
Like
they ain't even play together.
If it, like, it's not even that. I'm talking about just the personalities. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not feeling the personalities. Like,
nah, I think it matters, huh? Like, I think they gotta have, like, they gotta have some type of history, like teammates or boys or something. That'd be the best ones to me. Like, fucking Jalen Brunson and Josh Hall podcast is pretty fire. And that's because they, you know, they boys. They went to college together. They played together.
They got a podcast, for real.
Huh?
They got a podcast.
Everybody got a podcast. Listen, bro. The standard we set 4 years ago when we started Championship Ringside has inspired millions. All right? Millions across the world.
These motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I don't get off topic. What the fuck? Damn. So, look. I guess I'm not sure how LeBron is. I seen LeBron just talk as a conversation, but I don't know. When I listen to a podcast, I look for people who are gonna say some shit that make me interested. Like, I ain't gonna lie, JJ and Draymond will probably be a decent podcast.
Cause like LeBron ain't gonna say nothing.
Like, yeah, he protects himself. They're
playing right now. Now I think once he retire, feet up, bandana tied around his head, cigarette in his mouth, LeBron gonna be talking some shit.
We'll see. I think he's still trying to be this public figure. Plus, he's trying to be an owner. I'm good on LeBron having a podcast. I think he's gonna be too safe.
LeBron corny as fuck, dog. Like,
so imagine a safe corner motherfucker. I mean,
he might say a curse word. He might say the N word. But LeBron curse like a fucking 8-year-old.
He dropped nigga a lot on the court. They just don't show it. But he is getting old. He might get to the point of like, you know, fuck everybody. You know how them old dudes be in the street. But I don't know. I'm actually good on him on the podcast. Like JJ and maybe KD, you know, that probably been pretty lit.
Then LeBron ain't gonna say the N-word around JJ. Unless, then again, I don't know. I think JJ got a black pass to where he probably used to. I'm pretty sure he used to hear some niggas say nigga around him all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I always leave that to the dude who feel the most played. All right. Somebody gonna punch you in the fucking face. Eventually that shit gonna catch up to you. Yeah, I don't know. Even JJ Redick is like, man, what about like a Chris Paul and Blake Griffin? And they honestly just telling the truth. Like, you got my fucking nerves. You think you smart as a motherfucker, but you're not. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, I got nice once you left. you came my second year. So everybody give you credit. You know, like, that probably be an interesting concept, but they still doing a podcast talking about what's going on. Nope, you know. I just think the combination weird for JJ and Brian, but whatever. We can move the fuck on. Speaking of Draymond, that boy said Wembanyama is top 20 right now. I'm guessing he's talking about in the league, because after that he said something about the he gonna be MVP in the next 2 years. Wemby top 20 right now?
He might be. He might be. Then again.
So look, if you want to say he top 20, I mean, look, we got time. This championship ringside, we got fucking time. You see? All right.
All his big men, you got Jokic, Embiid, AD, Giannis, Sabonis. Yeah. I'm trying to see who I'm missing.
Why is that with big men?
I was trying to do like process of elimination. I started with the big men, but
all right. So you said Embiid, Joker, Sabonis,
AD, Giannis.
Point guards, we got Steph,
Shea,
Luka,
Dame. I mean, Ja get back, Ja.
All right, I'll take Ja. So now we got wings. If we think of somebody else, that's cool. So we got Tatum,
Bron,
KD, Booker, Spider. Zion. Who I'm missing? Where you at with Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, I'm give me Wimby.
What about Halliburton?
Give me Wimby.
This right now.
Fucking give me Halliburton. Yeah. Halliburton putting up 25 and 12. I can't look past that.
All right, so I think we had like 16. Jaylen Brown.
I go with Wimby, son. I don't believe in Jaylen Brown like that. I mean if you want to put him
if I'm going right now, the way Jaylen Brown been playing, I'm not mad
at that. But I'd rather have Wimby than Jaylen Brown.
All right, we'll leave that at debatable. Ant.
I gotta go with Ant.
Fox. Come on now.
Right now.
Come on.
Fuck that. I'm going with you.
You hate Fox for some fucking reason. I don't know why. You fuck with the Canadian kid more than you fuck with the New Orleans kid. We're gonna talk about it though. All right. So I think everybody else, I think Wimby kind of is what hands down above. I mean, unless you feel like Jalen Brunson, Kyrie, Brandon Ingram. So you know what? I think we can leave it at the debatable. He top 20 debatably. Like where you stand at with Brandon Ingram, where you stand at with like Trey Young when he actually healthy, you know. I think it depends on that. So
I could let
top 20 slide, because once you get past like 16, 17, it's a kind of a coin flip.
I guess I'm looking at Wimby. He's doing his thing. And his teammates, like, it looked like they're trying to sabotage him on some shit.
Again, I you know, I'm always go back to the conspiracy theory of me.
Right.
Okay. I got two more things, then you can get to your shit. We claiming Shay?
Huh?
The USA, are we claiming Shay?
He Canada.
I agree, but I heard Nick Wright on TV say, man, something about we claiming
that motherfucker
him.
Was playing for Team Canada. He got that brown okay. Belt.
Okay, just making sure.
I fuck with Shay, but yeah, bring that shit to Canada.
Okay, all right. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox. Keen rock the Canadian kid more than you.
I mean, where you from? If you from the Seven Wall, then that might boost him up a little bit.
Hey, you don't try to question a man, nah.
You be like, shit, I'm all freshman. What?
I'm about to say, that's probably the kid who you thought was garbage at basketball. He just stayed inside. man wasn't about the streets at that time. What little De'Aaron at? He inside. He don't like to be outside. Next you know, man in the NBA. Man probably got F and G on his stomach. I never seen him take his jersey off.
And I'm sitting in my car podcasting about De'Aaron.
All right. Young guards. So we talked about Shay. But the talk of the week been about this young black man. And I mean, let's be honest, really black man. But I'm happy for him. And people pushing for him to be the face of the league. Shout out to Jason Tatum. I told you. I fucking told you what to do. And you're still not listening. Now everybody talking about Ant being the face of the league. I'm going to calm down. Anyway, Ant dunked on somebody. Now they talking about the next Michael Jordan. Ant the next Michael Jordan?
No.
Fuck to the no. Like, that's... They need to stop doing that to people, dog.
Why can't he just be the first and Edwards?
Right. What's wrong with that, dog? Dude, like if you want to say LeBron was trying to do that with the 23 and all that shit, cool. I have yet to hear Ant say any kind of thing about, oh, I'm trying to be Jordan. I'm trying to catch Jordan. Like, the dude just balling out. Y'all pick the dark-skinned dude and see him jamming on people. And it's like, oh, next Jordan. Like, nah, man. Let that man rock. Mm.
Nose on his feet, he already better than Jordan.
Well, gotta earn your money, Akeem.
Of course. Ah, there we go. Family. Get that in the screen. There we go.
Oh, man. But nah, shout out to Ant.
I keep saying,
is he the next face of the league?
They done the side by side with Jordan and that people talking about, man, he look like Jordan. I'm like, he don't look like Jordan. He just black as fuck like Jordan.
Who gonna be the next face of the league, bro?
Ant
passed up Tatum?
In popularity, yes. Yes.
This is not supposed to be a Tatum segment, but I swear I'm about to say, man, Tatum, get your ass up here.
No, I don't know what the fuck it is about Tatum, bro.
What are you doing out here, bro? I told you. Jalen, American, foreign. Check these.
All right, think about it, though. So what do Tatum do that's special outside of score?
That's what I'm saying. He got to have, like, everybody score. So you got to go out there and be a highlight score. You got to, like, Dame and Steph got the deep threes. Ant got the fucking dunks. You got to go out there and like KD mid range is fucking insane, bro. Right. So he got to find a way to stick out.
And then like, KD is a fucking 6'11" just scoring machine who can score all the
goals. To be fair, KD like one of the all time greatest scorers, if not the greatest scorer of all time. So I really don't want to compare you to KD, but let me see. If I want to say exactly what Tatum's problem is, for some reason, and maybe we wrong, well, maybe I'm wrong, it feels like he don't want to tap into the next level. Because the next level is kind of saying, fuck your teammates, I got this shit. And it's like, sometimes he don't do that. Sometimes he do the let's do this together thing. And like, if Jaylen Brown cooking, like, okay, yeah, keep cooking. But it's like, nah, you could... Like if Jaylen Brown cooking, you should take over the defensive side. Like, say he cooking against the Bucks. Okay, so you got the offensive side. And you know what? Every time Giannis come up this court, or every time Dame bring his ass up this court, he going to see light-skinned Tatum. You know, you're not going to be the best scorer in the league, not over fucking Luka and Embiid. So you got to be like, I don't know, put a little more flash behind it. Fuck, I don't know. Remember when Paul George did that 360 windmill in the middle of the game? I felt like that was the beginning of his stardom. You need to do some shit like that.
You got to start cursing more, bitch.
Hey, put that shit between your legs one game. You know, Paul, that sounded wild. Do it between the leg dunk. There you go. just like on a fast break, put that bit between your legs and be like, yeah, it's my time. You know, don't wait till the playoffs and do that shit, because you're going to look stupid if you lose. Do that in the regular season right now. Y'all going to solidify the first seed if y'all ain't do it already. Do a flashy dunk. Get a 50-point game under your belt before. Like, well, he did that in the playoffs, didn't he?
I think he did.
Get a 60-point game, man. Get a 60-point game this season.
Get a 75-point game in the playoffs, and then we can talk.
like you got to do something to solidify yourself. Like, to answer your question, what are you doing wrong? He blending in. That's the best way I could put it. He blending in. Like,
and he playing.
He could have a 40-point game or a 21-point game. We just look at him like Tatum. A 20-point game should be an off night for you, but people going to look at it like, you know, Tatum.
For a motherfucker averaging damn near 30, yeah.
Exactly. 20-point
game should be is off night.
Like, you need look, I'm going to stick with what I said, man. Check Jalen. Check the Americans, which I'm talking about Ant and Ja. Like, because that's, I think, it would be the next two people who they say would be the face of the league as far as Americans. And then the foreigners, because they're the best players in the league. All four of them. Go to the hospital with your phone and tell Embiid, you might as well stay hurt, bitch. Like,
you fuck around. And you keep doing what you're doing, women gonna pass your ass up.
You know what I'm saying? He already top 20.
Hey, I gotta do my research on De'Aaron Fox. You never know. So
why you gotta play with the why you gotta play with the hometown kid like that, dog?
If you from uptown, then I ain't fucking with him.
See, I'm gonna look it up. But yeah, that's it. I don't agree and the next Michael Jordan, but he probably will be the next face of the league, especially with Tatum woes and shit. You what, my guy?
Oh shit, alright. Well, I got a little true or false set up for you.
So, okay.
Let me pull up my questions. And all right, bam, starting with number one. You can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, true or false? Phoenix is the most dangerous team in the playoff race right now.
Oh, okay, these not real true or false. This is my opinion, true or false.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Phoenix is the most dangerous team. No. Hell to the no. Kevin Durant have yet to prove, like, it's been like, what? Shit. 18. So it's been about, this is the sixth year he's been away from Golden State, and there's always something. Always.
Always.
Always something. Like, I don't give a fuck. I get it. He was hurt. He wasn't hurt every year. His teammates was hurt. They wasn't hurt every year. And honestly, if his teammates was hurt, Kevin Durant, you talking about yourself being a GOAT? Like, I don't know. I ain't even trying to shit on when I say this, because this is a disrespectful comment, but it's like he giving a Chris Paul vibe. Like, something gonna happen to us. Like, oh yeah, no, whether he get hurt or a teammate get hurt. So, and then I don't trust Booker either, and Bill don't know what the fuck the playoffs look like. Like,
he walking, what is this?
Like, Russ had to introduce it to him, and he was lost then. Like,
I mean, so we
gotta play him again.
He was gone with him and Wall with some young bucks.
That was like 1 or 2 years though.
And then playoffs.
Yeah, well, okay, if we're breaking out Bradley Beal career, yeah, he was there with John Wall, but this is before the Bradley Beal we know. The Bradley Beal we know showed up about 5 years ago.
The Bradley Beal we know was putting up empty stats on a garbage team.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a joke. He clearly knows what the playoffs look like, but I don't trust him. I don't trust Booker. Booker give me this vibe of...
Because him and KD could have did some damage last year. They didn't need Chris Paul.
Right. You absolutely right, bro. I don't know what it is, my high feel. I don't know. Booker talked too much trash to be where he at.
I'll give him this. They was probably Denver's toughest opponent. They the only team that beat Denver twice.
That's true. I don't know. The most dangerous team, that's the toughest part. I don't think so. If I had to go with who the most dangerous team in the playoffs, like we talking about to like win it all?
Yeah.
Probably still Golden State.
I'm actually going with the Pels. Pels dangerous as fuck.
You said that, but boy. If Clay averaged 18 off the bench, Steph being Steph and Draymond locking up whoever your best player is.
The cold stone cold. What? That's not happening.
That has been happening the last couple games. You ain't been watching them?
The last couple of games, playoffs come, man.
I'm saying, if we say most dangerous team, I'm not gonna dwell on that one. I love the Pels, but most dangerous team, I can't say that. Like,
they got the Clippers.
They do, but that's another
Clippers, you know.
That's another team that gotta prove himself. Like I said, if I had to go with who's the most dangerous, it would be a team who I seen become stupid dangerous. And the Warriors still got my respect on that. Lakers, I guess too, but Lakers got like 3 players out for the season. That means they gotta depend on Austin Reeves to do more.
I'm gonna give Golden State that respect. But man, some niggas looking washed.
We're going to double back on it. That's the episode about it anyway. We're going to double back on them.
All right. So, my second question. Luka is the most dangerous player in the playoff race. Like, if you had to pick one. Luka. Did you see the game winner from Kyrie the other day?
I definitely seen that.
Did you see the 3-pointer that came before that fucking play?
So I think I got three people. Luka will be one of them.
Alright.
Damn, hold up. I thought of a fourth one. Alright, you know what? Since I thought of four, I'm gonna think of five. So Luka one.
Right.
Not in no particular order. Luka one. Joker 2.
Right, of course. MVP.
LeBron 3.
Oh, so, yeah.
Kevin Durant, I got to say something. I got to say Kevin Durant.
Don't put LeBron in there. It's only right to put KD.
All right, so you agree with the KD one.
You might have to splash throw a little stuff in there.
So I was – that's the fifth spot weird because it's like, what Giannis really going to do? Is Giannis going to say, fuck that, I got this, and then defer to Dame in like the last seconds? Like, that's how we think? Or he going to really look at Dame like, you carry it, and I'm gonna just be behind your back. So that's not wild, but whatever.
It was Giannis going to do the carrying for the most part, and Dame close him out in the fourth.
If that's the case, then Giannis will be my five, because – I know the way Giannis been playing, he on a mission, and I fuck with it. And of course, you got your Jimmy Butler and everything, but put it this way, Luka definitely in the top three most dangerous in the playoffs. Like, he can go nuts. But Luka, Joker for sure, And you always got to be scared of LeBron and KD. Like, they are who they are for a fucking reason.
Right. I'm not gonna sleep on Ant just yet neither. Ant, cause Minnesota looking like they might be tough in the playoffs. I know Cat out right now, and Cat's supposed to be coming back maybe hopefully right before the playoffs. But I think depending on who they play, he might miss that first round depending on who it is. But, you know, they might run across the Kings. You know, the Kings, they might sweep the Kings. You know, they got... What's the point guard the Kings got?
F&J's finest.
It don't matter. Let's keep it moving. All right. D'Angelo Russell will be the reason why the Lakers make another deep postseason run.
Fucking false. That boy ain't gonna get no. He ain't gonna get the ball during playoff time like that.
He did been cooking the last couple, since the trade deadline.
Keem been watching this damn episode for about 21 years and still doing the same shit. All right, D'Lo, I'm gonna tell you the truth because Keem trying to gas you up like LeBron is. LeBron wants you to feel nice and ready in the playoffs,
right?
And stand your ass down and make the three. Ain't no flashing, jumping around, dribbling. You giving me the ball, and you stand your ass down. So these last couple games, I'm going to let you stay funky, keep doing your thing, flex, do your shit. But when playoff time come, you getting those 18, 19 shots going about to 10, 12. Don't talk about if you're losing. Oh, Lord, you ain't getting the ball if we lose.
All right.
Yeah, I think as much as people want to say it depends on AD, the Lakers still go as far as LeBron. I'm sorry. And that's going to be their problem. They go as far as LeBron.
Yeah, AD and LeBron, they're going to do their thing. But I'm like, what if D'Lo step up and be that third star? It's not happening right now, but you never know. The light bulb might switch on or something. You never know. I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs, but that's just me. Cause they were 10th spot right now.
Yeah.
No, LeBron is really Mr. Playing. They need to name the Playing Award, the LeBron James Award.
There's no such thing as a Playing Award, but
they need to make one, goddammit.
You from our era. Nah. Too many trophies, we ain't fucking with that.
Is our clutch player of the year? That's a fucking that's stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So question number four, true or false? Giannis and Dame will overcome the adversity, and by adversity I mean their coach, and they're gonna get it done in spite of that.
True, because Giannis is technically the best player Doc Rivers ever coached outside of KG, and it's debatable because KG was kind of towards the end of his prime.
So, right.
And shit, Dame is probably the best offensive point guard he ever played with.
You forgot? Yeah.
Okay, now don't worry about my Dame statement. That Dame statement didn't make no sense. Giannis is the best player he ever played with, and. I don't know. For some reason, I got this feeling that Giannis sometimes will probably look at Doc Rivers like, man, fuck what he talking about. I'm about to drive this shit to the goal. So that's really all I got. I'm not sure how nice Giannis is when it comes to a huddle. Like, I'm not sure if he'll do the LeBron, what that dude's name was, David Blatt. Like, keep all the play, like, man, fuck that play, man. Like, you know, I'm not sure if Giannis like that yet, but the best. He is the best player Doc ever coached, so maybe it will overcome all odds.
He did that with the last coach, the one that just got fired.
Who, Giannis?
Yeah.
Okay, so if Giannis truly on a mission to say I'm the best player in the league and I'm trying to solidify myself as a top 15 player within the next 2 years, then yeah, he not only is he gonna overcome, I'm gonna just change it and say he have to overcome Doc Rivers, because if he do, if Giannis win a championship, Doc Rivers owe him a house for and for his brothers. You know Giannis don't rule alone. Doc Rivers owe Giannis and his brothers a house, because Giannis then dug his fucking career out the grave.
They still not gonna give Doc the credit. They're gonna be like, well, yeah, Giannis and Dame.
That's Blaze and King. Like, I mean, not us. That's the media who, wait, you say they still not gonna give him his props?
They ain't gonna give him his props. I probably give him his props.
Like years from now, they're gonna say he a two-time coach. They're gonna say he helped out, he took over the Bucks team or some shit like that. They're gonna try to gas him up for that. But we're gonna give all that credit to Giannis.
Right. So for my final one, I got Orlando has been the most slept on team in the East right now.
Sure. damn. Slept on team in the East. You know what? Yeah, I'll go true. Nobody got expectations for them.
They got a nice little deep roster. They got some youngsters. Habanero been cooking. Franz Wagner. He been doing this thing. They got a nice little deep squad. I'm looking like, I mean, not to jump the gun on the episode, but I can see them going as far as the second round. Like, that's like pretty much they selling for me. Like, maybe they might surprise you and make a trip to the conference finals, but gotta see how the matchups are. But they got a lot of people they could throw at you. They still got Jonathan Isaac coming off the bench, Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony, Markel Fultz. Like, whenever whenever they put him out there, I don't know how much playing time he's been getting, but like, they got a nice little deep roster. And yeah, I think they might be able to do a little damage, but depending on who they run into. And I think right now they might be fourth. So they might be.
I don't have that much faith in them. But they do, like you said, not to jump the gun, but they do got a chance to make some type of noise. But I'll be honest with you, who's the guy
for Orlando?
Yeah,
Habanero.
You sure?
Positive.
A lot of games. A few games I watched, it was Franz.
Yeah.
So it's funny. The same problem going on in Houston, I think. Like, Houston's starting to roll a little bit, but Shangoon gone. Jalen Green becoming a dad, he like, she got to get a highlight reel to show my kid. I don't know what you gonna say about the mama. She got a highlight reel herself.
I'm like, oh, man, God damn it. But you know what? We not about to go in that territory. Because Gail and Nick Young already went there.
Man, fuck them niggas, man. I still fuck with Dre. She.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Man, see. Let me catch you walk around my way. Who's him?
trying to shoot that club up, huh? Got you, bitch.
She about to say she richer than me.
That's true.
Hey, I called Gil too. Like, hey, what you did to do that though? You remember? Like, I'm trying to figure it out too. I'm trying to get the same trick. You changed my Nick Young life. Like, what? Like, but yeah, man. That's
all I got.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah, the 39-minute mark. All right. Let's get to the main topic. What's the ceiling? It's clear as day what the damn topic about, but if we need to explain it, we're going to go through the playoff teams. We're going to say, what's the absolute ceiling? When I say absolute ceiling, I'm talking about fully healthy, except the people out for the season. Like, we're not counting them. Right. But fully healthy, playing at their best. Everybody playing at their peak. Where do you see the ceiling? Like, boom, boom. Who's there? You ready?
Right, I'm up. I'm ready.
Which side are we starting with?
Let's start with the West. I think the East might be a little more fun.
All right. So the West. So let's start off. We start off in order. Because to be honest, when you look at these standings, the top 10 teams are going to be the top 10 teams.
Right.
East Conference. So that's an interesting one. So Thunder. That's what we got to start off at.
Thunder.
What's the ceiling for the Thunder?
Second round, game 7 loss.
God damn, you gave them that much credit, huh? You and that Canadian boy, bro. What the shoes is?
He was Converse.
Why you?
Not Jalen Williams, you know. He's Adidas, man.
You're just a Shea guy, bro. That's crazy.
I fuck with Shea. I don't think not more than that, though. But I really fuck with Shea.
All right, cool. We already know everybody who know you know Ant was gonna get that nod, but
right.
So second round,
maybe depending on who they play to get it to game 7, and really depending on who they play in the first round.
There you go.
Cause like real shit, I knew he was joking about it, but like if they play Sacramento, Sacramento might get with them.
No, King, I don't think you're paying attention. The 7-10 seed, hit me out.
Yeah.
Dallas, Suns, Lakers, Warriors. Dude, the Thunder ceiling is the first round to me.
Who? Like what? So they're in first right now?
They in first, yeah.
Yeah.
They gonna finish unless Minnesota all like ball up and they drop the ball and fall to 3. They gonna see one of those 4 teams, and I'm being real with you. All them boys battle tested, especially in some first round shit. Nah. Thunder ceiling to me is first round.
I'm gonna give them the second round, but no more than that.
All right, let's move forward. We're gonna go this one easy. Denver championship.
Champs.
Yeah, that's easy. Why even entertain that one? Minnesota.
Conference finals.
Really?
I think they're gonna make a run to the conference finals.
Wow. There you go, Ant. Look at all that love you get. You better not act like Keen wasn't a fan.
Yeah, send me a pair of shoes, bro. I can't find shoes. I'm not spending no more than $140 on the shoes. I got kids, I got a wife. Listen, I can't spend $200 on shoes, bro.
Hey, clip this, send it to me. I'ma post it, and I'ma tag his ass and everything I can find.
And like, I mean, I don't want it. I want the shoes. I don't want the white ones. Seems like the white ones the only ones I can get my hands on. I can't wear white shoes. I'm scared I'm gonna get them dirty.
You gotta man up sometimes, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. I had some Trae Youngs and it was all white, and I'm like, I'm scared, man.
Should I put a plastic bag over it?
Yeah, that's what I think I was gonna do. Put a plastic bag over them. But yeah, man. I think the Wolves could make a run to the conference finals.
I got that's second round at best.
Yeah, it probably is second round at best, but
I'll be shocked. Whoever they play in the second round, that they'll beat. But that's me.
You forgot that Ant wear Adidas, so you know.
No, I didn't forget. That's the only reason to get out the first round.
I'm gonna let you slide with that because you probably.
But I tell you this much: they play the Kings, and we got Ant versus De'Aaron.
Sweet.
I won't go too crazy. But I'm just, you know, I'm gonna say they can get to the second round.
Right.
Lost, huh?
I was just saying, right.
Los Angeles Clippers. Championship for me.
Championship.
All right, yeah. Shout out to Russ, man. Yeah. Get well soon, and Kawhi and PG. You know what's up with the PG contract shit? Like, we really, they really about to play Paul George like that?
I think so.
That's wild.
That's wild.
Hey, the Pelicans. Hey, I'm just saying.
This game, they got the new arena. They about to open up. Somebody fuck around, throw Paul George that money. He be like, shit.
Exactly.
I done tried this LA shit. It ain't work out for me. Maybe I need to leave.
All right. Hometown. New Orleans Pelicans. What's they selling?
Conference finals.
I don't see them being the Nuggets, man.
I have to see it, but yeah, I don't think they're getting past the Nuggets.
If I'm being real true, in a playoff series, the Nuggets and the Suns, and probably, yeah, the Nuggets and the Suns, two teams, I'm like, man, I don't see them in the playoffs. I think that'll be a tough bet. I know we have a tough time with anybody, but those are the two teams I'm like, I'm not trying to see them. I'd rather see the Lakers and the Warriors.
Right.
I'd rather see Dallas. Yeah. Sacramento Kings.
Second round. If
I could see them making the second round. You're right.
Second round.
You're right. Second round.
Round.
I don't know. I really don't know. De'Aaron, I guess you got, like, they need a third player, I guess?
Yes. They need one more.
Yeah, that's because I don't think De'Aaron going to turn into this league point guard.
Who the third best player is? Probably Malik Monk. He coming off the bench.
That's not going to work. That's not going to work. Harrison Barnes, the fuck you doing? You won a championship, and like, you got to trade for KD. You should use that for leverage. Like, I got traded for KD, one of the GOATs. Come on, man.
Is he one of the GOATs, though?
Hey, according to Blizzard Blaze, yeah. He's just in the conversation with like 15, 16, 17 other dudes.
Man.
That GOAT room then got real roomy.
Oh, yeah.
It was an exclusive club at first. Then all of a sudden, they start loosening up on the rules.
Let anybody in there now.
Dallas Mavericks.
First round.
They ceiling?
Yeah.
I said finals. Like I say, everybody playing well. Man.
I got faith in Kyrie. I got faith in Luka. And that's it. Who you depending on? Derek Lively, he a rookie.
No. That is strictly them two. If them two get on a hot streak, I don't even think Denver will have enough. And again, we talking fantasy. I doubt they ever be on some type of hot streak like that. But we talking fantasy. I could see them making it past Denver because of the few times I've seen them play each other. And, of course, Luka against anybody else. I mean, you know, I bet my money on Luka on any day of the week. But, shit, yeah, I don't see them beat nobody in the East, you know, but, yeah.
I can't see them getting past. Maybe they beat somebody in the first round, but I don't see them getting past the second round. Because that's right. The round they're going to have to run into fucking, like, Yeah, I'm going second round.
All right, cool. Phoenix. That Phoenix? Yeah, that's Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix.
Conference finals.
Championship. All right, if I'm not doing a prediction, if I'm saying what's they ceiling, championship is they ceiling. Like, you know, in 2K, when they be like, what's his ceiling? They be like Hall of Fames and Jordan and shit like that.
to win it all.
In a perfect world, KD continues to be KD, Booker hot, and Bill become Derek Fisher 2.0. Yeah. And Bull Bull is Rick Fox, you know. Like he hit the shot, you know, people fuck with him.
You know, we talked about IT last week and they signed him.
There it is, see? He could be
so they got their point guard finally.
That's whew. He not starting though, right?
Fuck no. Booker actually been good in that spot. He averaged like 28 and 8.
I'm not sure how that's gonna translate, but back to what I was saying. I think championship is selling for them.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see.
It's ironic, like when you get to the bottom. At least my opinion of the bottom four teams, but
I think it would have been like a top four seed. Yeah, we'd have been like, oh yeah, Phoenix might win the championship. But yeah, we'll go with I would go with championship for Phoenix.
Lakers.
That's Denver. That's all I'm gonna say. Denver. Wherever they run into Denver at. Anybody else? I like my chances, but wherever they run into Denver. Whether that be conference final, second round, or even first round. Wherever they meet Denver, that's where they roll stopping at.
I actually agree. 100%. Because I want to say championship, but I don't see them world where they beat Denver. And I'm like, well, if somebody else beat Denver, like if hypothetically the Suns beat Denver or the Clippers beat Denver, I would assume those two teams on a streak that we ain't even see before.
Right.
I ain't see Lakers beating that. So, yeah. So, lastly in the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors. I got championship. I'll tell you that now.
I got second round.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. You know, because if they at their worst, you know. And especially if Clay, you know, if it's just a flash in the pan for Clay, he probably not, you know, on his A game. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
For second round, no more than second round.
Eastern Conference. I mean, Celtics and Bucks, obviously the championship. And definitely. I would even throw Philly in there because we include Embiid in this situation. So we could actually cut the East to four teams, honestly, because and let me know if you're not there.
Wow.
Celtics, Bucks, Philly with Embiid, and Miami, all they still in all his championships.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I wanted to be clear on that part. So this last part gonna be about these four teams. No, wait, six teams. Cavaliers.
Second round.
I agree. I don't know what they're missing, man.
They missing the wing player.
They should have did the OG trade, huh?
Yeah, they really should have. Either they get a wing player or they get them a better stretch four. Because you got Mobley and Jared Allen clogging up the fucking paint. Like, if Mobley could step out and hit some jumpers and leave Jared Allen in the paint, otherwise, one of them going to have to get flipped for a player because Mobley If he don't develop a jump shot, he basically a center. So you basically got two centers on the floor, can't stretch the floor, can't give Spider and Gall in the room to cook because they clogging up the paint.
All right. Let's get to the team that everybody love to talk about. New York Knicks.
Conference Finals. I can see them making it to the Conference Finals.
I don't. Got them at a smooth.
Well, it depends.
Second round.
Yeah.
Look, the playoffs is what people is zoning on, who y'all best player is, and I think they're gonna zone in on Jalen Brunson. I'm not saying Jalen Brunson gonna fall off. I'm saying that teams gonna know how to strategize and play against the Knicks because their game plan is clearly just Jalen Brunson. So, yeah, I feel like second round people stroke their meat all they want to fucking Knicks because they winning, but that's gonna end up in blue balls as usual.
I'm gonna go in second round too, but if everybody healthy. It depending on the matchup, and if Brunson get cooking, they might make the conference final.
Well, shit, you want to depend on the matchup, they might lose the first round because Orlando might beat their ass because that's the next team.
Orlando, second round.
Second round, too. But they might beat the fucking Knicks. So, you know, the Knicks better watch out.
Well, they definitely... I like how the team is built, like especially when healthy. But yeah, the Knicks gonna nick.
If Jalen Brunson your best player, then y'all hit. And Orlando, I'm gonna keep it funky because that's what Blizzard Blaze do. If y'all don't solidify somebody as y'all best player, y'all gonna be looking like Denver when they lost Melo, just a bunch of good players and making good. You know, a bunch of good shit going on with y'all selves. And Atlanta, too. Back in Atlanta, there was no definite best player. And that's not a good thing. You need a definite best player. You need somebody to say, okay, we going to you. Jalen Brown. Jason Tatum. You know, Jason Tatum, you should be like that. But, you know, you need that guy. And if it's Pablo or Paolo, then Paolo, you need to show you that guy. And shit, you're going to be in the playoffs this year. It's your time to show it.
All
right. Who the fuck is that? That's Philly. Okay. Indiana.
First round.
Damn. Like that.
Yeah, they not beating nobody. Their offense is great, but their defense suck.
I agree. They fell off. Like.
I
feel like that Buddy Hill trade, I thought was pretty important. Like, yeah, I think that Buddy Hill thing gonna help out Philly a lot, boy. Let's see where we at. That was Pacers. Now I think we on the bullshit teams. Who the fuck is that? Oh, the Bulls.
What spot they in?
The ninth.
They ain't even making the playoffs.
Oh, they ceiling is no playoffs?
Ceiling is no playoffs.
Damn. Not even the play-in? Or they gonna make the play-in?
Lonzo got cleared for basketball activities. Shout out to him.
Yes. I'm cheering for you.
But yeah, they ceiling is the play-in.
And honestly, we could kill the rest of this episode because the last team was the Hawks, and they ain't upsetting nobody except themselves and Atlanta fans.
Yeah. Yeah, that bird is cooked.
Start over. Y'all in the worst position in NBA, the mid position. Get the fuck out of there. Trade Trey Young and go find another star. Get Bronny. You know? But that's all I got on them though.
That's all I got.
Yep, that's everybody's ceiling. Do y'all feel like we cheated somebody? Y'all feel like, oh, these people ceiling way higher. If y'all feel like we sleeping on the Knicks, stop the bullshit. But y'all can always hit us up. Facebook Championship Ringside.
Instagram Championship _Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email Championship Ringside at gmail.com.
We got the TikTok and the YouTube. Championship Ringside, Championship Ringside Basketball, Championship Ringside Hoops. It's one of those. Y'all gotta look for us. I'm putting the shit out there. Y'all gotta look for us. Of course, Cash App, but if y'all listen to the shit, y'all know I don't care about the Cash App. I just want y'all to share the episode to the next person. You ain't gotta share the whole episode. Find a clip on YouTube or find a clip on TikTok and send it to somebody and be like, hey, you think they talking about some real shit? Y'all think they real niggas? And see what they say. But for the other people, video gamers, we got that too.
Got Championship Ringside on Twitch, Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube, and that wreck, but really been on Spider-Man and WWE 2K. So come holler at me, Keeman86 on the PS5. Yeah, man, come fuck with me. I always get that one person stream watching my streams, whoever you are. I salute you, my brother. And, come fuck with me.
Shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to y'all, you know, supporting the channel. Keeping the shit moving. And especially people who do it from the audio, because I know the audio get shit, mostly Keem love. So, God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. And you king, send them home.
Hug your wife and kids, and that's one for you, Marv.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go watch X-Men. Happy basketball.